Oh, yeah, it's Monday. Evan Bray, good to have you here. How did you make out this weekend? And I asked the question that way because there was a couple of fairly significant storms rolled through the province. We're hearing about two different hailstorms, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, high winds. As always, we appreciate your stories, what the weather was like, what you dealt with over the weekend. You get some rain, you get some sunshine. Phone and text lines are open for you always at 1-877-332-8255. We'll discuss that a little bit later in the show. Monday morning starts with the Saskatchewan Marshals in just a moment. They were activated in the recent murder in Pelican Narrows. We've got Chief Rob Cameron standing by to talk about that. From recession talk to the AI strategy, it's a check-in with Brian Lilly of the Toronto Sun on all things federal government. Also today, discussion on the criminal justice sentencing and bail system. There's a couple stories that have been front and center recently that I think have got some people scratching their heads. How is it possible people are being released into a parole situation already after a short incarceration period after some serious criminal offenses, even homicides, have taken place? We will have a couple of guests here for that. Then we open up the phone lines. I welcome your thoughts on our criminal justice system, and I know you've got some. Anytime we talk about the justice system, we've got a good conversation. Also, a large infusion of farmland back on the market. Minette Farms continuing the process of creditor protection. Hundreds of thousands of acres up for sale to try and service that nearly $1 billion debt. We've got some discussion on that coming up at 11:30 today as well. So let's get going. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, violence in northern Saskatchewan, I think, has been back in the news over the last couple of weeks. In fact, prior to the recent violent and homicide issue and situation in Pelican Narrows, there was an ask for help by the chief of Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation, saying we need more supports up here to deal with some of the serious social issues that are causing us problems. We've been hearing about this for some time, but they're talking about repeat offenders and drugs and gangs and the strain on limited policing resources in the remote areas of the province. So if you think about the creation of the Saskatchewan Marshals Service, it's a new provincial law enforcement agency really intended, and this is my understanding of why they were brought about, intended to target serious crime, support existing police services, focus on high-risk offenders and crime hotspots, all really, I think, dovetailing with what's been going on here recently in northern Saskatchewan. I mean, they are operating in the province. I know they're not fully staffed yet, but we thought maybe this would be a good time to check in with the Chief Marshal of the Saskatchewan Marshals Service, Chief Rob Cameron, and he joins us from his office today. Chief, thanks so much for taking the call.
Good morning, Evan, and thanks for having me on.
Did I capture the mandate of the marshals in my introduction there?
Yeah, very, very well, actually. And as the marshal service, we certainly are that group that is designed to support our law enforcement partners, our other police agencies in the province. And specifically, we look at targeting that high-risk, high-impact crime activity and using intelligence-led policing to do that, as well as apprehending those individuals that are wanted and basically running from the law, and that's your prolific offenders that might be involved in that kind of stuff, and then supporting our law enforcement agencies and keeping the province safe.
Right. So, I mean, it's still relatively new in the province. You're not up to full staff yet, are you, Chief?
No, and we are in the building phase right now, and we've made some good progress. We're around 27 officers as of this moment right now. We just had two of our newest recruits graduate from the police college last Friday, actually, and had a great event there. They're starting their new careers up in Prince Albert today, in fact.
Mm-hmm. So 27, and the total complement will be 70 when fully staffed, am I right?
That's right. And we're looking at having our full staffing complement within the next few years here. Of course, we're in the process of recruiting all the time and bringing people on and building those numbers.
So, Chief, when we think about the way in which the marshals are deployed, recently, obviously, we followed very closely the tragic events that unfolded in Pelican Narrows. Your team was deployed there. What does deployment look like right now for the marshals? What are the types of things that you can do to complement a local policing agency or other agencies in the province?
Yeah, and first I'd just like to start by saying, you know, my condolences to the people impacted by the events up in Pelican Narrows. It's a horrible thing, and somebody's daughter was lost, and there's tremendous impact on communities when these things happen. On that note, we've provided obviously support to the RCMP with regards to that investigation, and that support can be a lot of different things. It can be from providing high visibility patrols. It could be following up leads or supporting different scenes of security. It can be looking at individuals that need to be apprehended. There's a variety of things, and we work with the POJ or the police force of jurisdiction to determine what those things are. And each case is a little bit different. Now, and typically what we've seen over the last, well, we've actually been operational now for almost a full year, or just over a full year when I think about it. Those things have involved all kinds of different crime types and files, everything from warrant apprehension to homicides. And mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of things happening. We even supported the SPSA in the fires from last year.
Right. I remember talking a bit about the role that the marshals had played there. If you look at what you've got now, you mentioned just a couple of new recruits graduated. You've got 27 members now, 70 when you're fully up and running. What difference will that make, Chief, in terms of how you're able to deploy the type of work you're able to do? Will it be a big difference once you're fully staffed? And what is the target date to have that?
Yeah, and it does make a big difference. And I believe in the sense that by having a dedicated specialized police service like the marshals, what it allows us to do is to focus on those individuals that are either under the radar or not able to be apprehended. And you would know as well as anybody is the amount of, you know, ability to put frontline officers into specialized roles like this is difficult. You need to respond to 911 calls and the things that are happening every single day. What the marshals does is it provides those resources that are able to focus on those types of individuals, that high risk, high impact crime, and those people that are wanted by the system. And just by sort of numbers wise, we've already since being operational back in June, and just being over a year, you know, 128 individuals we've apprehended. We've cleared up 202 warrants. We've done closing in on 400 compliance checks, and those are folks that are on bail conditions or release conditions from the courts, maybe electronic monitoring, and need to be checked to make sure they're complying with those conditions. So there's been a lot of work done in that last year.
So can I, you know, we talked last week a fair bit about you know, the situation, especially in Pelican Narrows, and you know, that's a small remote community. However, people in the community, it's come out, are very aware of who the problems are, you know, which houses they're associated with. And it sparked the conversation online that, you know, really what you almost need is, I don't know if it's called a lockdown, but basically having police go in and flush out the problems. And it's got to be all hands on deck. Is that something that you could see the marshals doing in a future, you know, call for service or a future situation where a community is plagued with lots of violence, lots of gang activities, and it's probably not a one-day event. This would take maybe a week, could take a longer period of time. Is that something that your agency will be set up to do?
Yeah, that's what we're actually doing now, Evan. It's really going in there. And when you have an event as tragic as this and as impactful as this, there's a need to, first of all, stabilize that community, get to people are nervous, they're upset, they're scared, and they need to have something that reestablishes the confidence that there is, things are under control and it's safe. And having that extra police presence, I believe it helps with that. Beyond that, there's the need to help and assist that police force of jurisdiction. And for us, that's our bread and butter, is going in there and providing that support and making sure that the police force of jurisdiction has the resources that it needs to carry out that investigation, but also maintain the regular policing functions and duties that are happening within that community. And certainly, as the Marshal Service, that is one of those things that we were designed to do and are equipped to do.
Mm-hmm. one of the important factors when you're policing in a community like, and I'll keep using Pelican Narrows just because it's our most recent example, is the community has to feel comfortable enough with the job you're doing and who you are as an organization to support you in those efforts. Many people, you know, when we talked about this last week, talked about community members hesitant to get involved, hesitant to cooperate with police, because once the police leave, they know there could be repercussions for that. Can you speak to the relationship building piece and how that works for an agency like yours that doesn't really have kind of a community of jurisdiction, but really works through the whole province?
Yeah, that's a great point. And certainly the Marshal Service has jurisdiction throughout the whole province, but not one specific community is our community as a police force jurisdiction. Now, we spend an awful lot of time working with communities and engaging with different community leadership and members of the community to establish that trust, to establish that connection, and to get to know one another. So when there are times of something like this where you have a crisis in a community, when we're coming in, it's not an unfamiliar face that they're seeing. They know who we are. They know what we're about. We certainly have a section of our service that does that engagement routinely. In fact, you may know Superintendent Ted Monroe. He spends an awful lot of time working on that and making sure that we get into communities so the first time that they see us isn't because it's a bad time. It's because we've built the relationship. We spent the time to learn about the community and to be prepared to, if we do need to go there, to help out.
Rob Cameron is my guest. He's the Chief Marshal of the Saskatchewan Marshal Service. You know, you talk about Ted Monroe, yourself, Rob. You both have extensive decades of service with the RCMP prior to stepping into this role. How do you see the situation in northern Saskatchewan? Is it getting worse? And what does the plan, in your mind, look like to try and bring some stability up there?
Yeah, and I guess what first of all I would say is, crime and violence is obviously not unique just to the northern areas, or it's all over the provinces, and every province probably sees the same kind of scenario. But there seems to be a disproportional amount that seems to occur in certain areas in the north and central areas. And I think really what we're looking at is a collaborative approach and a very aggressive policing model where we go out and we tackle those folks that are out there doing the crime. And we're talking about gangs in some cases, we're talking about drug trafficking in some cases, a bit of both. Organized crime, certainly, when you look at the reason organized crime goes into one area or another, it's about profit, it's about making money, and it's about exploiting people. And we, you know, collectively as police services and law enforcement in this province need to tackle that. We need to really get in there and take a proactive stance and deal with these people that are just can't follow the rules and are bringing poisons like drugs into our communities.
Chief Rob Cameron is my guest. Before I let you go, you mentioned you've been operational for about a year now. There's still some building to do till you've got your full complement. How will you measure success?
Well, I think success for us is it's a multi-system process. It's really about, sure, it can be numbers of how many people we arrest and on warrants and how many people we bring back to the justice system to be accountable. It can be how many times we are engaged with communities and how that proactive and positive relationship builds for gaining things like intelligence and being able to tackle crime, the stuff that I just talked about, you know, being able to really make a difference in preventing organized crime from getting footholds into our communities. It's really a lot of things that are going to lead to success, but more importantly, I think it's also that looking at the fact that Saskatchewan becomes a safer place and that the people want to live here and they want to bring their families here and they want to be part of our communities, and that's a pretty important piece.
Are you, literally with seconds left, are your members still up in the Pelican Narrows community, or have you wrapped up efforts up there now?
No, we're still there. And in fact, a new team just went in there this morning and will be there at least for the week. And we are looking, working with the RCMP to determine what that looks like for the future. But at this point, for next week, this whole week here, we will be in there.
Okay. No arrest has been made of the suspect yet either?
I can't really comment on that. I don't have the information on that particular file.
Sure.
But probably the RCMP would be best.
Yeah. Fair enough. Chief, always appreciate the check-in. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
That is the head of the Marshals, Chief Rob Cameron, head of the Saskatchewan Marshal Service. They are involved in the continuing efforts in northern Saskatchewan, Pelican Narrows, most specifically recently. But this is going to be an ongoing situation, something that we continue to follow, of course, and have checked in with the RCMP and hope to have them on the show soon as well. Okay, we'll take our next break. We'll be back shortly here. 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Thanks again to Chief Rob Cameron of the Saskatchewan Marshal Service for kicking off the show, talking about the challenges in the northern part of the province right now. But that, of course, just what the pressing threat is right now. This will be an ongoing discussion. And, of course, watch the Marshals, how they really handle some of these hotspots throughout the province. That is really baked into the mandate of the Marshals as they get close to full strength. Okay. Coming back, we've got Brian Lilly, political columnist for the Toronto Sun, joining us next. Then we go to some open lines. So lots of time for you to join the conversation this morning. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.